Well, Declan, a matter of a cup game tomorrow away to Drogheda. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
It's brilliant. I'm absolutely delighted we have a game on the back of Tuesday. It's been a very long week, let's be honest. It seems like an eternity ago that we played Cork in the Brandywell. That was a fantastic performance and a really good result. So, we're looking forward to the game. We're under no illusions. Going away to Drogheda is a tough game. Drogheda are having a very good season, pushing for automatic promotion. Tom has a lot of good players at his disposal, but so do I. I'm going down here with full belief in the group of players we have. I think, we'll look for a response tomorrow on the back of Tuesday night, but ultimately it's about playing to our levels, and if we can do that, then we're on with a good chance.
They are a team, Declan, that can score goals and they can come back from being down. Is that a worrying factor?
Now, look, we've got to concentrate on ourselves. We spoke about Drogheda the last couple of days. We showed them what we believe is their strengths and weaknesses. But the one thing you're guaranteed in a cup game, they've nothing to lose. They're going to have a go at us. We've got to be ready for that, and we've got to make sure that, whenever the referee blows his final whistle, that we're under the hat for the next round. But under no illusions, difficult game, but every confidence the boys can do the job.
It's a tight wee ground. Well, that's it. Your players, they're used to a big pitch.
I think you have to just be adaptable. You have to be able to adapt to whatever surroundings you're in. This year has been an absolutely crazy year. We're going to venues where we're getting changed in bars and pubs in Tolka Park, and there's no showers for players after games. So, a lot of players are experiencing these things, as I am, for the first time in our careers. But look, it doesn't matter. It's 11v11 on a grass pitch. We're a referee and two linesmen, and that's what we got to adapt to. We got to make sure that we've played 1,000 games in our careers. We've all been involved in games, cup games, league games. It's a tough game, and we got to be ready for it, and we got to make sure that we come out with a positive result.
Of course, a one would take you one step closer to European football again, Declan.
Well, that's the key. Look, we set our stall out this year to make sure we try and qualify for Europe again. But first and foremost, we got to win a game of football. Qualifying for Europe's way down the line. There's a lot of football to be played for that. We're 3 points off European places in the league. So yes, we want to try and get back to Europe, but ultimately it's about winning your next game, and that's all that concerns me at the moment, is going and giving a really good performance. And if we can give the performance that we're capable of as a group, then there's no doubt that we can certainly be on the mix come when the results dictated at the end of the whistle.
Of course, you've missed Ali Gilchrist the last few games. Have you any latest injuries? Any other players out?
Well, look, Ali's still got a week or two away from being involved. Cameron McJanet comes on the squad now for tomorrow. Cameron's been isolating for the last couple of weeks. But Walter Figueroa and Jack Malone were a huge loss to us on Tuesday night, because both of them have been sensational for us this year. Walter's chipped in with some fantastic assists and some fantastic goals himself. Jack has been. He's been like a pit bull around the pitch. He's so energetic and has a lot of quality in the ball and works extremely hard. So again, Jack and Walter will get a test before the game tomorrow, and we'll see where they are. But if they're not available, grand, no problem. We have players that are capable of playing a magnitude of positions, and we certainly have competition for places.
Of course, that wee man you're on about, Jack, he's just burst onto the scene this year. You brought him in last year and he was good, but this year he's just seemed to be up a level, Declan.
He's
must be proud for you.
He's a really, really talented boy. His focus has been fantastic this year. His ability to get around the pitch, his work ethic and his desire to win football matches is everything that we want. But look, with Jack Malone, I think he'll continue to get better. He's now really, really getting a grab of senior football, and he's taking it like a duck to water. But look, there's a lot of players here that have huge impacts to play before the end of the season, and it's coming around that quick that the games are just seeming to be one after the other after the other. But I'm really happy with the group of players we have here. Yes, we got to tidy up in certain aspects and not give away some of the goals that we're giving away, but at times some of our attacking play, even in Europe on Tuesday night, we were very creative, created a lot of chances, but we just got to make sure that we close the back door behind us as well and not be as loose as we were on Tuesday.
Of course, disappointed on Tuesday, Declan. No, it's the stats read that you should have walked away with one, 22 attempts on goal.
I can't fault the effort. As I say, it was one that we probably, it was a real wasted opportunity. I think we're better than them. I always thought we were better than them, but look, winning games in Europe's not easy. But you've got to have the experience and the know-how to beat teams that you know you're better than. But look, at the minute we got to put teams away a wee bit quicker than what we're doing, and again, it's we need to get a bit of continuity throughout, not just throughout the team but throughout the club, and get a real sense of identity and consistency about us. And I have no doubt we can do that. And if we do do that, I think you can see a hopefully a successful season.
Good luck, Dagenham, tomorrow night.
Cheers.